1, 2, 1, 2, 3. He's a lazy podcaster, lazy, lazy podcaster, lazy podcaster, lazy, lazy podcaster, lazy, 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 lazy. He's the lazy podcaster, lazy, lazy podcaster, lazy, lazy podcaster. He doesn't plan anything. Sometimes he goes ahead and sings. Other times he's got a cat meowing, meowing, or purring, or purring. Meowing, meowing, or purring, or purring, or purring, or purring, or purring. He's the lay, lay, he's the lay, lazy pod, he's the lazy podcaster, lazy, lazy. Oh, he's the lazy podcaster, lazy, lazy podcaster, podcaster. He's the lazy podcaster, lazy, lazy lazy, lazy podcaster. Lazy, lazy, pa, 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 pa. He's a lazy podcaster, lazy, lazy podcaster, lazy, lazy podcaster, lazy, lazy. Oh, that's what it is. He's the lazy podcaster, lazy, lazy podcaster. Sometimes he wakes right up in the morning and starts podcasting. He starts out on a subject and just starts singing. But we don't care, but we don't care. But we don't care. Thank you. Mercy, mama.
Oh, goody. This is your friend, your astrological and philosophical friend, Carl Sagan, speaking to you via satellite billions and billions of light years away. I encourage you to explore the cosmos within you. Also, please send any audio messages to inspiradoprojecto@gmail.com. Thank you very much.
What you're hearing now is the sound of the ozonator. We're going to go for 20 minutes here. 20 minutes of the ozonator. I'm going to hold you close to the water. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to risk it. Got the ozonator going on in here. You can do it for 20 minutes. I think you heard me say on the way back here that was what I was going to do. So, okay, this is what I did. When I walked through the door, I ozonated a cup of water, tall glass of water, ozonated that, put a cap full of apple cider vinegar in there and drank it down. Now, I'm in the bathroom and I got the ozonator playing 20 minutes. It's playing a 20-minute rock show called Bubble Rock. Bubble and roll in the bathtub doing that. I put capfuls of apple cider vinegar into there before I started ozonating. So it's the water and 4 caps of apple cider vinegar are being ozonated right now in the bathtub. I'm going to take a bath. And something I didn't tell the at-home viewers earlier was that I was noticing this strange, like, just quick, sharp, mostly dull, but then like a, you know, like the sound, like that sound like in Psycho. It's kind of like that feeling in the top part, like right before my knee. Quad? Is that it? Quad. It was when I was going, I can't believe it was up, I can't remember if it was up the stairs or down the stairs at Ryan McGonigal's house. Either way, I felt it. So, what I'm gonna do, can't wait to jump into this bath and get that thing done. I might even throw some more caps of apple cider vinegar in here just to see what happens. That might be good. This time I'm going to immerse my head. I have not done that yet in the ozonated water. We're going to test that out. And I heard apple cider vinegar is good for your hair too. So I'm going to... We'll see what happens. I will report to you the effects later. I will undoubtedly have a buzz. I cannot wait. More on that later. Okay, so did I tell you about Kaleidoscope Jesus? I must have. I had to have, right? Kaleidoscope Jesus is the character I became after becoming resurrected at the July 4th Independence Day. Celebration out there at Grand Park. I've talked about this quite a few times. Now, Kaleidoscope Jesus, there are these glasses that Michelangelo has, circles, and so much more. When you put them on, it's like shards of reflections. You feel like you're a fly looking through these things. You look in this way, you look that way, you see certain colors reflecting. You see the inside of the reflections reflecting off each other. So I took some photos through those glasses. And those are uploaded to the Instagram page if you'd like to check them out. Instagram.com/inspiratoprojecto. You can see those on there. And so Kaleidoscope Jesus. The whole fireworks display I watched through those glasses, and it was something else, let me tell you. It was something else, indeed. And, well, dare I say, indubitably. Indeed and indubitably. I ain't gonna lie about that. I just ain't gonna do it. Dr. Gonzo, Dr. Gonzo, he's a cat and he's awesome. So Kaleidoscope Jesus, and while I was in the bathtub, one of the ideas that came to me was, if you look on Instagram, once again, I had just recently done this funny photo, Photoshop of Zoltan. Now, there's Zoltan and Zoltar, and I had a conversation with Philly Ocean about this in the car on the way up to Yali Crew. He was talking about, and I thought I had recorded this, but I guess I didn't record it. I got to record more of these conversations. We got great conversations going on, and just perfect podcast material. However, for some reason, there've been these situations where I thought I was recording. Wow. So total plays all time is 4, 4, 4, 1. 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13. Wow, 13th. We're playing at the Friday the 13th, Yachtly Crew. At House of Blues. So that's 4, 4, 4, 1. Right, so that's 3 4s. Now, plays per episode, this is on average, 33.1. How interesting is that? So it's 4-4-1 and then 3-3-1. How cool is that? Now, since July 1st, we've already got 1,018 plays. This is really exciting to see. Showing me these various places that people are listening to this. My goodness, you guys. The whole idea about this is to connect with you in ways that excite you about diving into something you love, something that's been just kind of hibernating for a while. As the old phrase goes, every dog has its day. Let your dog have its day. You know? Let it have its day. Have you ever been around those people where, like, you're going, oh my gosh, you have such potential, and you could totally be such, like, a cool, like you could really, really stretch out in this phenomenal arena, and I'm just waiting to see it. Like, you're a great talker, you're great at critiquing, you're great at, you know, analyzing what's wrong and the problems of why something won't work. You'll be like, man, I want to see you in action doing exactly what you want to be doing. I've had friends like that where it's like, oh my gosh, I really want to see this person shine. Like, I really want to see them get a win. Win-win. I was talking with Lawrence about that, how fathers who wrestle around with their kids, you know, they're roughhousing, so to speak. It's always good to let your kid win, you know, like 50% of the time. You struggle, like, oh, no, oh, you're beating me, ah. You know, and the next time you beat them, you're like, whoa, I don't know what happened. I got it past you. You know, you show them that there's this, because if you're just going to squash them, that's just no fun. That's just no fun. Give him that win. So that win-win. Win-win. I just emailed, I'm emailing right now, Shannon. This woman, Shannon. Langen. Shannon Langen. She works for Columbia College, Chicago now. And there's Demo Magazine. And you can send them your story on what you're doing. And so I recently, and then that goes out to all the Columbia College alumni. And it's cool to see what these guys are up to. Like, oh, this guy. Like, there's a guy named Star Burns who worked on Davy and Ollie or something. It was like, it was based on the Davy and Goliath stop motion stuff. So he's got this studio, I guess, nearby. Full stop motion stuff. So it's neat when you see like some of these guys. Oh, and one of the directors in the Demo Magazine, which is interesting. Well, I'll just tell the good side of the story. Well, I guess there are two sides to this good story. But it's just bizarre. It's just bizarre that this, well, okay, you know, I gotta tell it now. I gotta tell it now. The synchronicity aspect of it. I gotta tell it. Of course. Of course. Columbia College, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. That's what it is, of course. All right, so I'll tell it. Oh my gosh. So, the last time I had seen, okay, so I had sent off my information to Demo, D-E-M-O magazine, through the Columbia College alumni thing, sent out the information, and my information appeared in the same issue as a Columbia College graduate who has a big beard, and he directed King Kong Skull Island, that guy. I guess he loved Vietnam so much that he moved there. Okay, now, flashback. Okay, I read an article about him, you know, way back in Demo Magazine. Let's start there. Read about him in Demo Magazine. I'm like, oh, cool, wow, this guy, wow, from Chicago, making King Kong. King Kong was a big influential movie to me growing up, so it's crazy to see this guy. And he's holding up the little tiny original King Kong, just like a shot that I saw of Peter Jackson when he made King Kong. I wonder if those guys ever met each other. So, in that magazine, it was talking about how he went out there to Vietnam, and he was falling in love with it, and he was thinking about buying a house out there. Well, okay, so, bam, that was a while ago. And that was the last time that I submitted information to Demo. So, in came through our email, you know, reminders about, oh yeah, the, you know, we're accepting some information about you guys, send it to us. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to tell them about Inspirato Projecto and how it's nominated for Best Arts Podcast on the People's Choice Podcast Awards, nominated for the Adam Curry Award and also the Best Arts Podcast. And it, that was so much fun. So I sent that little piece of information. I said, first thing was, oh yeah, yeah, told her about Yachtly Crew. I said the Yacht Rock Band, I put it in third person, the Yacht Rock Band Kurt plays in Yachtly Crew performs on the 311 Cruise March 1st through the 6th, 2019. His podcast, Inspirato Projecto, is nominated for, quote, Best Arts Podcast, unquote, and the Adam Curry Award for the People's Choice Podcast Award. So I sent that in, and then bam, today, this woman named Shannon gets back to me. Well, now technically tomorrow, it sounds the 12th. So that's what brings us here. So it's funny that I had sent that to her, and then after I sent that through the contact form on the website, after I sent that off, I was sitting there going, huh, the last Demo Magazine I did. And all of a sudden I came across news. On my browser, all of a sudden it shows, here are some top news reports. And it said, creator of King Kong, in real life spy thriller, or something like that. It caught my headline, my And tonight I'm like, wait, are they talking about that guy from the demo magazine? The guy with the big beard? Sure enough, I guess he was living out there, and there's a particular club he liked to go to a lot, and everyone liked taking photos with him. He felt like a king in there. And I guess what happened was, he was there with some folks. He handed his cell phone to some lady, and all of a sudden, these like eight dudes just swarmed in and just started beating him up. Now, he didn't remember anything, so he watched the security footage, and he said it was the most brutal thing he'd ever seen. And so he's been in the hospital, all this crazy stuff. So he decided to start snooping around, do some detective work, and find out who these bad guys were. Turns out it was connected with some big time Chinatown, some crazy drug boss, and some other drug cartel guy. Well, they caught one of them, but the other guy's still out on loose. So he was able to, because everyone he asked about it out there in Vietnam, they're like, oh no, you know, they would kind of deny, like, that they knew anything. They really wouldn't really, you know, like, they're like, this is bigger than you think. And sure enough, he ends up finding out that the very guys who provoked this fight with him started the fight and, you know, just really beat him up, were these crime bosses, and who are wanted. And so it was just a very interesting article. So I was reading that, and I'm like, whoa, that's interesting. That's really, and then all of a sudden, and I was just thinking about that, man. So, and then it said in the article that he moved back to California. So he's not, he did not buy a house out there, but he just really liked living out there. So he's back here in Beverly Hills, healing and contemplating his next moves. So it was interesting after hearing that, after reading that, thinking about that, and all of a sudden, in comes this reply from Shannon. Incredible. 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 Huh. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Just exploding my brain with this stuff. With this stuff is happening here. Oh, yeah, so the kaleidoscopic Jesus, this is what I wanted to say. So you'll notice on the Instagram.com/inspiratoprojecto, it also reposts on Twitter.com/inspiratoprojec, InspiratoProjec. Project. Hello, I'm Inspirato Project. Nice to meet you. Project. Sounds like some kind of drug project. You better take your project. Uh-oh, you're getting a little loosey-goosey there. You better take your project. Uh-oh, someone's sure does look a little bit crazy over there, huh? Well, I'd say it's time to take your project. Oh, I got just the remedy for you. That's a hefty dosage of Project. Pardon me, my trachea is caught up in a windstorm.
I will speak on your behalf, me, George Takei, from Star Trek, not Star Wars. One thing I always like to say is, I do not make wars when I go across the stars. I trek across the stars. I do not wars. I certainly do not wars. However, if you check out my personal musical, it is about a war. I believe. I wrote most of that wonderful musical while I was sipping some very strong rice alcohol beverage in our small country known as sake. Sake. I was drinking a lot of sake while writing this very personal memoir of my life before growing up in Star Trek.
Thank you. Thank you very much, George Takei. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well, it looks like we got a spaceman over here.
He might be from space. I wouldn't argue that.
Well, it sure does seem like it. I've seen him flying up in a space plane up there in the space. An airplane.
A spaceship?
Yeah, that's a word. Why are you treating me like I'm dumb?
I'm just curious. I would love to...
Oh, by all means.
Can I get back to my...
Of course, you just by all means. All
right, I'd like to get back to what I was saying. So, Philly and I, on the way to a Yali Crew show, we're going... Yeah, he was talking about Big. He was talking about some plot holes in Big. Let's see if you would know what those plot holes are. I'm not even going to mention them. You tell me what the plot holes are. It just confused him. So, I decided to look up online Zoltar. And a while ago, I think I looked up Zoltan. So, I looked up Zoltar. I'm like, wow. So, the original makers, I'd like to have those guys in the podcast. Zoltar. Zoltan came out before Zoltar. It's just a little square box. And he's the guy featured. I did some, editing. He's the guy featured on the Instagram. And I thought, whoa, how fun would that be? Is you got this little cartoon of... Ooh, that's good. Little cartoon of this guy. And he goes,
"What's today's wisdom, kaleidoscope of Jesus?"
And it's just white, and it goes... And you see this crazy, just crazy background kaleidoscope. And it's me, either in front of a green screen, or it's just that little, oh, that could be it. I just animate the mouth. I say what it is, and it animates the mouth. But the back of it could be this awesome, sparkly thing. Ooh, that'd be good. I could add some crazy synthesizers in there. Ooh, that would be good. I could learn 432HZ in C sharp. I just do C sharp areas on the synth. I put that back there.
"What's today's wisdom, kaleidoscope of Jesus?"
And then there he is. I can kind of move the head around. And his mouth, ooh, and then maybe his kaleidoscope eyes start moving. That could be really cool. I am you being you, am I? 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 Ooh. I, you being you, that's pretty cool. I am you being you, am I? Am you being you, am I? That's good. Am I you being you, am I? You being you, am I? Or... kaleidoscopic Jesus. I am you being you, am I 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 you being you. My neighbor is an actor. He frequently has people over there doing improvisations. Ah, that was a very good glass of ozonated water. I remember in the olden days when I first moved here, I'd hear this yelling going on next door. This yelling going on. And I'm like, what the hell? That guy's mean, just yelling at his roommate. And then I started realizing, oh, they're acting. These people are acting. They're doing improv exercises. That's pretty cool. So, it's really neat. Really cool. I liked it. And I was like, that's neat. We got these actors next door. They're rehearsing. Just very cool. Very cool to live in a very inspiring environment where folks dive deep into their passions or their talents. I think, the first time I came out here to visit California with a friend at the time, We came out here to visit our school, our old high school friend, Dina Shepherd. Told this story before. Just going to tell this little giblet. It was interesting to me to be in a town where anywhere, at any time, something could be filming. Something could be being created. Could be being created around your neighborhood. I saw, you know, these film trucks, all this stuff. It was just, it fascinated me. So that idea stuck with me. So through the years, as I kept seeing signs and omens, move to California, through Red Hot Chili Pepper songs, Counting Crow songs. These guys, you know, they sing very romantically about California. They make it sound like just this tasty, tasty, tasty sandwich. And sure enough, you know, it's like a Las Vegas buffet. You got to kind of choose your, you know, what kind of nutrition do you want? What do you prefer? It's anywhere, I suppose. Yet when you're in a town that is known for just creating movies, creating projects, wow. I mean, it's going to conjure up a lot of interesting stuff. It's intriguing to live in this town where, you know, it's known as the hub of the entertainment world. I'm realizing now, I think this is the end of the podcast, you guys. So, we might as well end it with something nice to listen to.